Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
First conversation I had back to this arena that day, I heard the ovation, I heard the love, and I appreciated it then. And I'm more than appreciated now, man. So I'm sitting here just the most thankful person in this state.
This is a high bar you set, but as you guys might expect, this is my last home game.
Sure, two of your NBA legends retiring last night, going out their home games, and the crowd going crazy for Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat and Dirk Nowitzki of the Dallas Mavericks.
D-Wade and the big crowd.
Boy, the big crowd was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
One of the all-time greats, no doubt about it. Sixth all-time.
In what?
Scoring.
Large crowdedness?
Large German.
No, he was forcing that.
Sixth all-time large German.
Behind, of course, Wilhelm the Robust.
And also
went from 1890 to 1940.
Bismarck was a lot bigger than people realize. So.
Is that right?
Anyway. It's interesting. You watch these guys that, you know, if you're a fan of the sport, you've been watching it seems like forever. And they're considered the old men of the game. Dwayne Wade retired. He's 37.
Oh, boy.
37
he's
years old.
He's Mayor Pete old.
Yeah, he's exactly. He's a child.
Right.
If he's running for president. He's the old man of sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
both those two also fantastic in their communities and charitable stuff. They
nice guys.
Yeah,
well liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth tipping your cap to that by all means.
Lan He Chen coming up from the Hoover Institution. We really like talking to Lan He about politics. I suppose we got to ask him about this big revelation.
Yeah. Yeah. Lan He's super smart. Just tells you what is. He's not a partisan spin meister. So we always enjoy talking to him.
The big revelation, the breaking news is Attorney General Barr has just said in front of Congress, there was spying on the Trump campaign going on. Whether or not it was justified or not, he's going to look into, but there was spying going on.
Right, clearly.
So there you go. And yeah. I remember when somebody used the term spy, us and other people. Oh, spying! What are you talking about, spying? Okay, well, the Attorney General just said it was spying.
Yeah, they mocked Trump for that very...
Trump's hand-picked Attorney General.
I think if you listen to somebody...
That's good. That was good, though, yeah. Sean. Well done. Yeah, what he's supposed to do.
I thought at the time, and I think now... They are making the distinction, I think, Comey and others and McCabe and others. No, it's observation or investigation.
Right.
It's not
it wasn't spying. It's investigation.
If you listen to my phone calls, I think you're spying them.
By watching everything they do, but it wasn't spying.
Anywho.
Speaking of partisanship, Jack, troubling on the Hill yesterday. Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, was dragged in front of the Banking and Finance Committee run by old Maxine Waters. Ooh, boy.
What kind of commentary is that? Ooh, boy.
I'll tell you what, she's a long day. Ooh, man. She's like late August and you got up at 4 a.m. a long day. Anyway, it got a little rocky between the two of them. Can we hear that?
Sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes. I've told you I'll come back. I just don't believe we're sitting here negotiating when I come back. We'll follow up with your office. How long would you like me to come back for next time? I've told you I'll accommodate you.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate your reminding us of the length of time other secretaries have been here. This is a new way, And it's a new day, and it's a new chair, and I have the gavel at this point. If you wish to leave, you may.
Can you clarify that for me?
Yes, clarify.
So if
you wish to leave, you may.
Okay, I understood
it. We're dismissed, is that correct?
If you wish to leave, you may leave.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You're wasting your time. Remember, you have a foreign dignitary in your office.
I would just say that the previous administration, when the Republicans, they did not treat the Secretary of the Treasury this way. So if this is the way you want to treat me, then I'll rethink whether I voluntarily come back here to testify, which I've offered to do. If you'd wish to keep me here so that I don't have my important meeting and continue to grill me, then we can do that. I will cancel my meeting and I will not be back here. I will be very clear. If that's the way you'd like to have this relationship.
Thank you. The gentleman, the secretary, has agreed to stay to hear all of the rest of the members.
Okay,
please
so just
cancel
let's
your meeting
to the press.
And respect our time.
I am
who is next on the list?
My foreign meeting. You're instructing me to stay here, and I should cancel.
No, you just made me an offer.
No, I didn't make you an
offer.
You
made me an offer that I accepted.
I did not make an offer. Just let's be clear.
Well,
you're instructing me. You are ordering me to stay here.
No, I'm not ordering you. I'm responding. I said you may leave anytime you want. And you said, okay, if that's what you want to do, I'll cancel my appointment and I'll stay here. So I'm responding to your request. If that's what you want to do.
That's not what I want to do. I told you.
What would you like to do?
What I told you is I thought it was respectful that you'd let me leave at 5:15.
You are free to leave anytime you want. You may go anytime you want.
Please dismiss everybody. I believe you're supposed to take the gravel and bang it. That's
please do not instruct
the
me
gravel.
As to how I am to conduct this committee.
He meant gavel. Oh, I'm telling you.
Please don't instruct me as how I'm supposed to handle this committee. Oh, that's some good grown-up stuff there all the way around.
This is not a way to run a country. All right. Let's have some adults.
Has anybody ever been in an argument like that? Those kind of arguments happen when you've got a breakdown on a much bigger level, right?
Right.
There are much bigger underlying issues is how you end up in those kind of arguments.
How like a couple that's in the middle of a divorce did that sound?
That's
discussing
ugly.
Something incredibly mundane.
That was ugly. That was just ugly all the way around.
We need to get more cereal. Well, if you're telling me to go to the grocery store, I suppose I will. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just
is there anything
to...
else that I don't do that you don't like?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're done here.
It's over. Lon Hee Chen of the Hoover Institution.
What's gravel.
Gravel.
Got the gravel institution.
We like Lon Hee. He's next to talk politics on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
So you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
My name is Preston James. I've been a stock and options trader for 23 years. I used to be an active swing trader, but that all changed once I discovered my MoneyPress weekly paycheck method. These days, I'm a passive trader, hauling in more cash while being able to sleep at night than I ever dreamed possible. I'm passionate about the market, and I like to keep it simple. My methods are changing thousands of lives, and I'm confident it can change yours. But let the proof do the talking by going to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll see a 7-minute video revealing how my MoneyPress method grew a $54,000 account to $174,000 in less than 9 months. That works out to 5.8% per week. You'll see the proof right inside my real brokerage account. This isn't about overnight riches, but once you discover this for yourself, you can start on this same path overnight. You're 7 minutes away from changing everything you thought you knew about trading and investing. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So the breaking news, Marshall will have more in his news in about 15 minutes, is that Attorney General Barr told a panel in a congressional hearing today that, yeah, the Trump was spied upon. I'm going to look
Trump
into
campaign.
Trump
yeah.
campaign was spied upon. I'm going to look into whether or not they had legitimate reasons to do that, but it did happen.
Boy, a lot to talk about today with Lonhee J. Chen, the host of the podcast Crossing Lines with Lonhee Chen. Lonhee is also a David and Diane Steffi Research Fellow at the Hoover Institution, Director of the Domestic Policy Studies and Lecturer in the Public Policy Program at Stanford University. Lonhee, how are you, sir?
Good morning, fellas. Doing well.
It's our honor. Thanks for coming on.
Always.
So I know Bernie Sanders is introducing his Medicare for All bill in the Senate again today, and there's an interesting story in the New York Times about how he's done this in the past. But back in the past, he was just kind of a fringe candidate out there to the way left of the Democratic Party and kind of a fun old communist just hung around. But now he is, you know, he's more the center of the party, or certainly the center of the attention, and he's introducing this. And we have a couple of healthcare professionals we talk to on the show regularly who believe that we're going to be to single-payer healthcare within 10 years one way or another. That's just the direction we're going. And my question would be, is there a party that can represent small government, more self-reliance, all that sort of stuff? Does that party exist, or can you even sell that message to people anymore?
Well, boy, those are really good questions. First of all, I think the challenge with Sanders' Medicare for All proposal is that Sanders is basically the front runner amongst the declared Democratic candidates right now. I mean, sure, before Joe Biden formally gets in. So we have to take it seriously. And the reality is that much of the discussion in the Democratic Party has shifted to the progressive left, and the Medicare for All proposal is the one that I think if you asked the majority of those who are running for president what kind of proposal they support, this would be the one. In terms of your question about whether there is an alternative or whether there is someone out there speaking out for small government, smaller government healthcare interventions, that is the right policy answer in my mind. The problem is that this political fight was lost when Obamacare was passed. And I think, I'll give you a perfect example. We've had this discussion in our country about how to help people who have pre-existing healthcare conditions. The reality is, even before Obamacare, the vast majority of those folks were already covered or were already protected under large employer plans. Now we're talking about a relatively small number, maybe between 3 and 4 million, who needed the protections provided by Obamacare. But now that has become such an enshrined part of our dialogue about healthcare that I don't think there's any going back on it. And not only is there no going back on it, because I think there are other ways to help people who have pre-existing conditions aside from what Obamacare did. My point is simply because we've gotten used to the big government way in the way that Obamacare handled it, the big government way Obamacare handled it, that we're kind of stuck with it at this point.
God, so you know what I take from that, though? Because I'm kind of interested in the politics just in general rather than, a specific healthcare discussion, even though those are always interesting and important. But to me, the lesson would be, if you've ever got the votes to get something through you want, do it. Whatever deal you got to make, you get it through. Because it could end up being the law of the land. You could change America.
Even if it's not going to function properly, it's going to be a fiscal disaster. Just get it.
Even if you got to do some underhanded things, if people don't know what they're voting for, you make a special deal with what's-his-name in Nebraska, whatever you do to get the votes, you might as well do it if you can.
Yeah, well, and this is the thing. You guys are really good about, talking about and raising the issue of what does our fiscal future look like. And this is what this all comes back to. I mean, in California, perfect example, in California, there are 21 pieces of health legislation to somehow expand or quote, improve upon coverage, which, look, we all want a better healthcare system. I get that. But is anyone considering what the cost of that is going to be? And I'll tell you exactly what it is. At some point, we're going to do this, whether it's in healthcare or in, benefits or anywhere else. You're going to pass a bunch of stuff because it sounds great. And then 10 years from now, when the bill comes due, you're going to say, we don't have the money to pay for it. Then what are you going to do? You're either going to leave people out in the cold because they've come to expect and depend on a program, or you're going to have to make changes to things that people really like, or you're going to have to continue to increase taxes. And by the way, there's some point at which you can continue increasing taxes. There's not enough money out there. So this is the challenge we face going forward.
Right. Earlier today, I was indulging my little fantasy of having a flat or fair tax system in the United States. Just because there was a New York Times piece Jack read to us in which they said in the current system, the people pay for health care. And in this other system, the government would pay for it.
Which is hilarious. Oh. That's in the New York Times.
Right. Ignoring the obvious problem, in case folks are still sleepy-headed, that the government is the people. We are the government. That's our tax.
That's
rate.
Where the money came from. So instead of me giving the doctor, I give it to the government. Okay.
Yeah, so if we've lost that sense, Lonnie, I'm afraid you're absolutely correct, and I think the only way to get it back would be to have everybody paying income tax. But anyway, I have these fantasies occasionally, and I get over them. Lonnie Chen is on the line. He's the host of the podcast Crossing Lines with Lonnie Chen. Any further thoughts on healthcare policy and where it's likely to go in the next year, or you want to move on to other fare?
Well, no, I mean, look, I think it's going to be a really big issue because the Democrats like to talk about it. And the president, you may recall, said as recently as last week, he thinks the Republican Party should be the party of health care, which I'm all for that, by the way. I mean, I think if the Republican Party could actually have a sincere discussion about the future of what health care looks like I'm all for it, and I think the president was right to jumpstart the discussion. But health care is just one of the avenues through which I think people see the two parties. And one of the things that is interesting to me, I mean, just to transition a little bit out of health care, is how people have come over time to view the Democratic Party as the more empathetic of the two parties, that somehow it's the more caring of the two parties. When you look at the history of progressive policy, what you realize is increasing dependence on government and increasing dependence on someone else aside from yourself is about the least compassionate and least empathetic thing we can do.
Agreed.
And it's just fascinating to me how the politics have become this way, given where we are right now.
I was watching you with Stephanopoulos on Sunday on whatever that show is called. You're the class of the panel, as you always are on those shows, in my opinion. And a lot of numbnuts on there. You know, you don't need to comment on that. But just the conversations we have. And these are the smart shows. These are supposed to be the smart shows for, like, the really well-informed people that are into it. And they're still dumb.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
You know, first of all, I really appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you guys. But I feel like the problem we have now is that we're in a soundbite society, you know.
Yep.
And if you think about the way that we ought to talk about some of these issues, it's not in soundbites. And you end up with people just saying stuff that's just outrageous. And even on the shows that are designed to have a more civil discourse and one that sort of tries to bring out these issues a little bit, it's tough. It's really tough to get there.
Yeah, I see that.
Well, let's get back to that theme then of it is not generous to make people dependent and to make them the wards of the state and or the few that pay taxes. How do you flip that coin and promote the other side as more attractive as opposed to the government being a combination of mommy and Santa Claus?
Well, I think it starts with real stories from real people. I mean, I have heard so many stories, and there's folks out there that are just doing a great job of highlighting these stories of situations where people have been dependent on government and they felt that was their only way out. And they've realized at some point that that's really a dead end. And they have tried to do what they can to avail themselves of opportunities to – I'm not talking about a college degree. I'm just talking about going back to school to get some skills they need to get jobs in this economy. And from that, they've managed to improve and to rise. And those real stories – that's one thing I think, by the way, that conservatives and people who are right of center tend not to do all that well, which is tell real stories of real people and how they're affected by policies. You know, we're very good at wonking out. We're very good at talking about the theoretical reasons why dependence on government is bad. But fundamentally, if you go and you look at people who have stories to tell about how they've managed to escape the poverty trap, the trap of more benefits and relying entirely on benefits to improve your livelihood, there's some really compelling stories out
there. That's a good idea.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And brilliantly said. And forgive us for interrupting you there, Lonnie, but we're getting the signal that we've got like 50 seconds left. And so why don't we leave it there And let's keep talking about that theme as the days go
by. That's the first good idea I've heard in a long time. Do more of the here's
spout good ideas every day. You ought to listen.
Here's a woman in Texas, and this is what she did with conservative principles to make her life better. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's not a safety net. It's a spider web. You get trapped. Lonnie Chen, host of the podcast Crossing Lines with Lonnie Chen from the Hoover Institution and Stanford University. Lonnie, it's always stimulating. Thanks, man.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
Smart guy.
He is really a smart guy, and he's an honest guy.
Yeah. What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, I've got a lot more on Attorney General Bill Barr's testimony telling a Senate committee the FBI spied on the Trump campaign.
Yeah, this could be a big, big story.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus, smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there, while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive, let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stores, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Really getting some mean texts today. Getting some nice texts too, but a lot of mean texts.
Who's the meanness directed at us?
Social media is just so mean.
It's toxic. It really is poisonous. And I don't know. I've had enough. I think. Maybe we'll talk about that during the award-winning One More Thing podcast.
So
you can download it iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever podcasts are given away for free, because we're stupid.
I was just thinking about if I've ever sent a mean email or a text or tweet or whatever at a company, a business of some sort. I've never at an entertainment venue. I've never been unhappy enough with somebody's music or TV show or whatever that I've fired off a missive.
Right.
But
no, you just turn it off.
I've been unhappy with companies or whatever, and even then, and I've been pretty mad before, it's always about, like, what happened? The transaction didn't go the way. I never assign motives to the people involved.
Right. Right.
You know.
You're a bad person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got home, this vacuum cleaner didn't work. You hate your customers. You're stealing. You're a bad person.
It is a specific kind of person that seems to be more and more common that walks through life internalizing everything that happens around them as some sort of personal commentary on them as an individual.
Yeah, things don't happen. Yeah. They happen to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Meh.
Meh.
I'm learning to ignore it.
News Now. With
angry little people, please.
News Now with Marshall Phillips.
Looking into motives, Attorney General Bill Barr saying today the FBI spied on President Trump's campaign after being asked during a Senate hearing.
You're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred.
I don't, I guess you could, I think there was a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me.
But the question is whether it was adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that.
And listen, can an adult step in, please? Perhaps instead of spying, you would prefer the term surveillance. There was unquestionably surveillance. That's out in the open. Everybody knows it. So should we call it spying or not? I don't know. But what I'm going to try to figure out is whether the surveillance was justified.
Barr going on to add,
frankly, to the extent there were any issues at the FBI, I do not view it as a problem that's endemic to the FBI. I think there was probably a failure among a group of leaders.
Oh, interesting. He's married to Roseanne Barr. Am I right about that?
That's correct.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. His comments coming as Barr prepares to investigate how the Russia investigation began, something President Trump is pushing hard for, blasting the investigation today, saying it was started by haters and its origins do need to be investigated.
What I'm most interested in is getting started. Hopefully the Attorney General, he mentioned it yesterday, he's doing a great job. Getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started, because this was an illegal witch hunt, and everybody knew it, and they knew it too, and they got caught, and what they did was treason.
Mr. President,
you should be ashamed of yourself.
Begging your pardon, I'm not the president of anything, but if you keep talking about this, it'll make it about you. And nobody from the other side of the aisle will be willing to take an honest look at whether the FBI was semi out of control or completely out of control. Why don't we just let Barr do his thing? You know? Because you're not going to be able to get a single person left of Mitt Romney to admit wrongdoing, if indeed there was wrongdoing, and every single American shares an interest in the FBI not being out of control.
NASA releasing a first-ever picture of a black hole. The picture revealing a bright halo of gas and dust tracing the outline of a monster black hole.
The event horizon, Marshall.
The event horizon.
Yes, the old EH. You pass the EH, you're tell you what, you're SOL. Huh? Suck you right in. Squash as flat as a bug. Or shoot you out the other side into another dimension.
I believe the term is spaghettification,
right?
Is what would happen. You'd kind of get elongated, and your atoms would do weird stuff.
But in all honesty, when I try to read about black holes and all that sort of stuff, I get lost very quickly. When it starts getting into gravity and time travel and a variety of different things.
And wormholes. So,
Gravity's so powerful that not even light can escape.
Time slows down, and I don't get that.
I just want to throw like a penny in there.
Exactly. See if it just goes around and around.
Yeah. Whoa, comes out flat. Facebook is going to let the dead rest in peace. The social media giant says they'll no longer remind friends to send birthday greetings to someone who's died.
We had one of those. One of my wife's best friends killed himself.
Mm.
And it was a terrible situation. And every year, on the anniversary of him hanging himself,
she'd
get a Facebook reminder.
Oh, boy.
Well, thanks for that, Facebook.
Oh, boy.
Here's a picture of him to remind me.
Oh, boy.
Just let it go. Let relatives and other people do that sort of thing if it's a good idea. Not freaking Facebook. Good Lord.
A 34-year-old professional sports gambler from Vegas won more than $110,000 on Jeopardy Tuesday, breaking the record for single-day cash winnings on the show.
$4,400 off the one-day record, James.
Okay, I'll try.
And how much did you raise? $38,314. A new one-day record, $110,914. Is it too soon to start thinking about Ken Jennings comparisons?
So what did he know? Chinese poetry of the 1300s, or what's his specialty?
I don't know, but he's going to lose it all on the Pro Bowl next year.
Excellent sports joke.
Yeah, the sports gambler James Holzhauer won. His total take so far is now more than $244,000.
Fantastic.
If you are a successful sports bettor, you've got to be a data freak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, looking for tiny changes in probability, and that's a tough way to make a living.
And could you
ask every gambler getting kneecapped by the mob right now?
The amount of effort you'd have to put in to be good at it, if you put that much effort into just investing in the stock market, wouldn't you be guaranteed to do well?
You'd think you'd do very well, yeah. Yeah.
There you go. That's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation. Shit!
I got to get his name. The guy that was on 60 Minutes Sunday night, the investor, he's worth $11 billion. He's one of the best investors in the world.
Mm.
Anyway, they featured him on 60 Minutes, and he said a lot of interesting things. But one thing that he does, they showed all the people that work for him working on what should we invest in for how long, what do we recommend to people. They didn't have up to the second this or that. They were reading these long printed out papers about various companies.
Is it Ray Dalio?
Is that
the guy's name?
Yeah. They do old-timey, slow, this is why this company is a solid company, is probably a good investment for the future. It's got nothing to do with what happened today or yesterday or this afternoon or in the next 15 minutes.
That's
like
Buffett
style, sure. Like the financial world leads you to believe is the way you invest.
Mm.
It's just interesting that more people aren't aware of that.
Right.
Now you find really solid companies, and you invest in them, and then you wait.
Right. You got two styles. You got Buffett style and Gangnam style.
What the market did this hour, the Dow's down 5 points, is of no use to anybody and is no relevance whatsoever to the rich.
Well,
the super rich people, the big investors like that, are not doing that.
Well, it is useful to people who already know it. They're paying attention every second because they're trading on computers, the rest of it. It is useful knowledge to nobody.
The Dow's down,
it's midday and it's down X or up by X. It just doesn't matter.
You hear it all the time. And a lot of my favorite shows and favorite hosts do it. Dow finished down 25 today on news that, and then they make up a reason.
Yeah,
because but that might be the reason or it might not be.
Right.
And it doesn't make any difference anyway.
Yeah. It's very much like a major league pitcher watching TV to find out the count's 2-1. I mean, he knows already. He's the only one involved second to second. He knows. There are no day traders who are waiting for CNN top of the hour to tell him how the market's doing.
His big thing, though, was income inequality is going to lead to civil violence.
It could.
Revolting in the streets.
Yep.
And we need to head that off.
Hope on Gangnam Style.
I don't want that either. Stay tuned to the Arms. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxatril while supplies last. Call 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381. Free bottle for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're all out here talking trash, making bets.
According to a new report, Earth's glaciers have lost 9 trillion metric tons of ice between 1961 and 2016. Said other glaciers, oh my God, you look amazing.
Hilarious.
Oh, that's funny. We can all join together and laugh, Jack.
Got a guy here in England, 61 years old. Arrested twice in 24 hours for pleasuring himself in front of horses. He's got a long history of doing this throughout his life.
In front of horses?
Twice in 24 hours, though. He got arrested. I would think being arrested would be enough of a turn. That's kind of a pain, and I got to sign this, and it's going to cost me that, and then I got a lawyer.
Now everybody knows.
I've got to stop. I can't stop. Look at that horse.
Wow, there are so many different kinds of crazy.
Absolutely. That was really the main reason I brought it up, is there are so many different kinds of mental illness.
Brought himself out.
The horse is thinking, am I supposed to be impressed by this?
He was sitting on a park.
I'm not.
He was sitting on a park bench. A carriage came by, drawn by a horse.
Right.
He said, I started feeling sexy, so I just started. He said, I know I was doing something wrong, but I couldn't stop myself.
He said this out loud?
He told the police that.
Wow, you gotta pity a guy like that, right? That's Fruit Loops.
He had 9 breaches of antisocial behavior. That's what they call it in England.
Yeah, that's a good name for it.
I would say you have breached social behavior.
Mm.
9 incidences before that, so now a total of 11. Then he got caught. How many times did he tell him where he didn't get caught? And, Michael, what do you always say?
Nay means nay.
Right.
Exactly. And on a more serious...
He says, I got to stop this. I got to leave London. I got to move somewhere far away. I don't know. Maybe Kentucky. That's what I'll do. I'll move to Kentucky.
Texas, Kentucky, someplace like that.
Constantly trying to break into horse races.
Oh, my God. What have I done? Moved to Lexington, Kentucky.
I didn't think this through. Dan Crenshaw blasts Ilhan Omar's unbelievable description of 9/11. So Crenshaw is the guy with the eye patch that we know because of the whole Saturday Night Live thing.
Right, yeah.
Came to national prominence.
Wounded vet, new congressman.
Yeah, lost his eye in Afghanistan.
A pleader for understanding and bipartisanship.
The Minnesota freshman Muslim Democrat described the 9/11 terror attacks as some people did something. Now, I saw that in the quotes, and I thought, I got to see the whole quote. What did she say? In a speech last month at a fundraiser for CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Which we've talked about a lot.
Yeah.
They have terrorist ties. They got all kinds of problems.
Absolutely, yeah. Ties with the financiers of radical Islam.
Omar, the Democrat congresswoman, urged Muslim Americans to make people uncomfortable with their activism and brought up the Al-Qaeda attacks that killed about 30,000 people in New York. CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties. It is a fairly dismissive way of referring to 9/11.
Yes.
In front of a group that's got all kinds of problems. Crenshaw responded with, Ilhan Omar isn't just anti-Semitic, she's anti-American. Nearly 3,000 Americans lost their lives to Islamic terrorists on 9/11, yet Omar diminishes it as some people did something. Democratic leaders need to condemn her brazen display of disrespect, wrote Crenshaw on Twitter.
We are looking at her and AOC and some of the and who's the other gal who's such a treat who called the president an MF-er. We're looking at them through a national lens. They're making a lot of noise, getting a lot of attention. I wonder if in their own districts they get reelected.
Oh, absolutely not even close.
You think they will get reelected?
Yes.
Wow. Well, yes. We'll see. I don't know.
Well, certainly AOC. I mean, that's not even close. But I don't know anything about this Muslim woman's district.
No. It's thought by some political analysts that, you know, not many people show up for these elections, particularly in midterm. And so if you get some energy, you've got a coalition that's excited. You got college kids or whatever, or you've got the Somali immigrant community. You can get elected with very, very few votes.
I forgot.
Now that the spotlight's on that part of Minnesota, they're like, that's not us. So we'll see.
I forgot that the guy that AOC beat was supposed to be Speaker of the House. He was their best candidate to run against Nancy Pelosi.
Just like the Eric Cantor thing when he lost on the Republican side. He was one of the highest ranking Republicans.
Yeah. He might be the speaker right now instead of Nancy Pelosi, but he lost thinking, well, you know, no Democrat's going to beat me.
Mm-hmm.
He ignored her, which, you know, is its own lesson, I guess. But
yep.
Anywho, stay away from horses if you got that proclivity.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good advice. Just avoid them. Avoid
them.
You remember Saudi Arabia? They bumped off that journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, and everybody kept their hands off, and they had that big conference. And
bone
a bunch of
saws,
people,
et cetera.
Right. A bunch of people didn't show up to their big conference and shunned them and the rest of it. Well, they just they flocked back. Aramco, the big Saudi oil company, was selling bonds, and the world showed up, and they had 10 times as many orders as what they could fulfill. Everybody snapped up $12 billion in bonds and is more than willing to do business with them. So those shows of concern and morality are short-lived when there's money to be made. Although, interestingly enough, Saudi is having a harder time getting people to invest in their country and have long-term relationships because the whole rule of law thing is a little shaky in Saudi Arabia. You got a contract with the old MBS? Not sure exactly how that's going to go, or if it'll be enforced, or if you or your foreman will end up with a hand chopped off or kneeling in the desert as the guy swings a sword at you. No.
So if you're the gentleman we were talking about earlier, you'd want to stay away.
Guy?
Yeah, you'd want to stay away from, obviously, horse races. I'd stay away from parades.
Dressage, which I love.
Probably fairs, carnivals.
What about things like a merry-go-round? Like even a statue? Does that get them going?
Probably a little bit.
Yeah. You just have to think ahead. Stay away from these things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, say can you see Final Thoughts with A&G?
I probably ought to wear blinders. Yeah.
Right. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought out of everybody here. Michelangelo, lead us off, would you?
Okay, I'm at a grocery store, and I witness a fender bender. Two cars back into each other. There's an old lady standing next to me. She looks over at me and goes, ha-ha, she got him. People are strange.
Wow.
Hilarious, yeah.
Humanity, what are you going to do? Positive Sean, final thought?
Yeah, I'm on day 3 of this new workout routine. I haven't quit yet, but it's nothing fancy. But the goal is at the end of each day to have done 50 sit-ups, 50 squats, 50 push-ups. The eventual goal is to get that number up to 100, but
wow,
I'm not crazy
that's
yet.
That's pretty impressive.
But yeah, so 2 days so far.
Nah, you know gym membership?
Nah.
You got to get a gym membership.
No,
you got to buy a bunch of workout gear.
Prison style. I just tattoo my fingers and look in the mirror.
Yes. Marshall Phillips, final thought.
I got to tell you, the vacuum cleaner I just bought may have actually been repackaged. I opened up the box. Some of the various parts were not in their plastic bags.
No, you got scammed.
And I can't find the instruction
book. No.
So now I got to put it back in a box.
You can't figure out how to use a vacuum without an instruction book?
Surely
you can.
It makes me suspicious.
You plug it in.
Which side goes on the ground?
Right.
Figure out which end sucks and point that toward the dirt.
There you go.
Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share?
Michael's story reminds me. I was sitting waiting for my son to come out of school the other day, and I watched a guy back into somebody else. And then I watched him get out of his car, look, start to walk away, rethink it, trying to do the old, did I do enough damage? Should I leave a note? It was fun to watch.
What's the harm? You know, we don't really have time for my final thought. My final thought is we sure do appreciate you folks listening. Thanks a million for being here.
Pandering.
Yeah, pandering is your final thought.
Gratitude. Gratitude isn't pandering.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
Yeah, we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What?
Bye-bye.
It's over for me if the report indicates no collusion.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.